Emotional Eating and Intuitive Eating, two audiobooks in one. Learn how to unlock your mind, begin a healthy relationship with food, and stop overeating, binge eating, compulsive eating, and emotional eating. By Manuel Nestor Eagle. Narrated by Kenzie Estaha. Emotional Eating and Overeating. Learn how to stop binge eating disorder and compulsive overeating by developing a healthy relationship with food and quick excess weight loss through mindfulness eating solution. By Manuel Nestor Eagle. Narrated by Kenzie Estaha. Introduction. Emotional eating involves consuming for reasons other than hunger. You can eat for being sad, upset, stressed, or lonely, or you could be using food as a reward. Food will render you relaxing and divert you from what does bother you. When you're an emotional eater, you may not hear the normal signs of hunger and fullness in your body. You should eat more than you need or wish for. Emotional eating can interfere with making healthy choices about food, and it can prevent you from getting to and remaining at a good weight. Emotional eating does not constitute a bona fide eating disorder. In any medical manual, at least this is not a formal diagnosis. This is not yet as well known as nervous anorexia, bulimia, nervosa, or binge eating disorders. Nonetheless, several experienced physicians and reputable eating disorder services have observed individuals with unhealthy food ties. Emotional eating as a way to deal with feelings or problems in life may be part of another psychological condition. Depression, bulimia, binge eating disorder, and several anxiety disorders are also commonly associated with this. This can also be a way of dealing with pressures of daily life. As parents or as young people, the purpose of paying attention to emotional eating is to avoid this behavior from being a habit. It's the kind of thing that's addictive and repetitive, and although it's aimed at soothing and calming us, it usually fails. And it can take on an individual personality. We use food in hopes of offering warmth, however, paradoxically, it just creates more tension. What are the symptoms of emotional eating? Everybody eats for reasons other than hunger from time to time. But if you find that out of boredom or for the warmth you sometimes search for food, you may be eating for emotional reasons. Common signs of emotional eating are: you are changing your eating habits when you face greater tension in your life. Eat if you're not hungry or are full. I am eating to prevent a negative situation. Eat to cool your feelings. Food used as a reward. That was such a hard job or assignment argument. For example, I need some ice cream, candy, popcorn. Emotional eating comes not from hunger, but an overwhelming, urgent sensation or feeding desire. This usually comes on with the conscious or unconscious intent unexpectedly to help calm us down. While eating normally is fun, emotional eating is not. It's like eating a bag of chips and not paying attention to emptying the bowl. As the commercial puts it, "Bet you can't eat just one." As they're easy to get down, carbohydrates are also most widely used. They prove to be calming and satisfying. Who doesn't love having chips or cupcakes or donuts or cookies to wolf down?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?